WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. The FBI is investigating the vehicle ramming in New Orleans as an act of terror. 10 people were killed, at least 35 injured after someone drove a pickup truck through a Bourbon Street crowd at about 3 o'clock this morning. Jimmy Cothran saw it from a balcony.
Body after body mangled, just as far as you could see. We counted 10, and at least 6 were instantly clearly deceased.
Authorities say the driver shot and injured 2 police officers before he was killed by police. He's not been identified, but authorities now say they found improvised explosive devices and they were determined to be viable. The police commissioner, Ann Kirkpatrick, says
he was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
City says it's working on security ahead of tonight's Sugar Bowl college football game. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing recycling tips for the end of the holiday season. According to a press release, DNR officials are reminding residents that things like holiday light strings, cords, and plastic bags should not be put in the recycling bin as they can get tangled up in equipment. Batteries and electronics should also not be put in recycling as they can cause a fire if damaged. Items like cardboard, glass, and aluminum cans can be recycled, and a full list of accepted items can be found online. The sniffles, sneezes, coughs, and wheezes could be coming your way. It is cold and flu season, after all. Are you taking your over-the-counter medication properly? Brittany Merlot reports.
Got that common winter cold coming on? You should know that there are common mistakes happening when people pick up over-the-counter medicines.
Patients at times may not read the labels or know what the active ingredients are in each medication.
That's Stetson Petrikis, an Aspyrus Pharmacy resident. He said that sometimes people are taking 2 different products with the same ingredients in them, which doubles the dose and may increase side effects.
It is best to talk to your doctor when, say, if you have a cough, if you've been trying to treat it over the counter and it's been about a week and then the cough gets worse, let your provider know.
He says read the label and make sure it's not a combination product.
Sports bring a lot into the Wisconsin economy, and basketball is no different. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The Bucks are a multi-billion dollar operation. A recent NBA franchise valuation report reveals the Bucks rank 19th in the NBA with a value of $3.9 billion. The valuation is way up from a $550 million purchase price in 2014.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
The Bucks beat the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks struggled in the first half, but were able to pull out a 120-112 win on the road over the Indiana Pacers. Doc Rivers on what made the difference in the second half.
Well, you know, at halftime, I thought offensively we didn't play well. I thought we took pretty much bad shots. We turned the ball over. And then the wide open shots we had, we didn't make. And we were down 11. And so I'm thinking at halftime, like, this game can go our way still. I thought the zone turned the game around for us, obviously, defensively. And I thought we fell into 2 sets, that our spread and our angle, where we spaced the floor open so we can go downhill and make plays. And I thought our passing improved in the second half. And once we start passing to each other, we kept scoring.
College hoops, number 8th ranked Marquette beat Providence 78-50 in Rhode Island. Cam Jones with 18 points and 10 assists for the Golden Eagles. NFL, the Packers back at practice, preparing to host the Bears on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder, with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinair on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Thank you for listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show on New Year's Day. In this segment, Earl and Omar the pharmacist discuss detoxifying after the holiday.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I braved the fog this morning. How are you?
All right. How's your Christmas, man?
It was nice. Yeah. How's yours?
Man, it was fine, man. You know, I spent time frying some turkeys. And by the time I got through frying those turkeys, my goose was cooked. And so my mild attempt at humor. But anyway, man, it was a harrowing ride coming in this morning. The fog was, they said, huge. A quarter of a mile, and it was... Man, you know, it takes about 45 minutes for me to get here, and I was driving through some pretty thick fog, even with your high beams on, so I hope that by now, you know, it's lighter outside and people should be careful and cautious, but we made it here, and that's the great thing. But anyway, it's Thursday, my favorite day of the week. I am joined by the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon and Thiensville, and you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. You know, how was the holiday?
It was great, and holiday to me is family, so...
Right.
Like joining with family is great. Holiday to me also is food. So yep. That's why after the holidays, I prepare for many kind of topics about detoxification of the body and the system and how to make sure that we are healthy again, because during the holidays, we eat everything in front of us, right?
So, it's the way you put it, detoxification of the body.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about what that means.
So holidays, so many sweets. We go to the beloved ones. They offer us food. We eat the food. And many of that food isn't healthy for us. So if someone is dieting, the diet get to be put on pause. If someone doesn't eat much sweets, they eat this piece of chocolate, this piece of candy. And the list goes on. And the challenge is, like, if you don't wake up in January to get your health back on track, it can linger until March. So I try to make a group of people that we kind of talk on a Zoom, and then we prepare for detox program for 7 days or 14 days to reset the system and get the toxins out, make the liver work healthy again, and kind of take it for another 6 months that we are on a nice food regimens that we have been training our body for those 7 days, and then we follow through.
You know, Dr. Omar, it's always frustrating to me when I hear the verbiage detoxifying your system, because I don't think any of us knowingly take a bottle of poison and drink it. You know,
we take it, but we don't know. And that's the challenging piece. From, I want to tell you, Earl, from the moment that you wake up until you leave the house, there may be more than 26 poisons that entered your system, from the household cleaners to the shampoos that we use. And actually, if you stay at home and not go out, you get more poisons in your system coming from air, from the just washing your hand. And actually, the umbilical cord of the baby, when they are delivered, they found that there are several toxins that go through the umbilical cord to the baby, born with, just passes from the mother to the baby. So unfortunately, the air, the food, the cosmetics, everything that's around us increase the toxic burden in the body from the moment of birth. And that is why when people get very sick, one of the core methods of helping us get healthy is to check the toxins, poisons, and helping the body to detox. And by that, we can do simple plans. First, we remove the source of the toxin. So we try to clean the air, clean the water, drink clean more filtered water. But then we try to eat healthier food, and we support that with supplements. Sauna is a detox program. So the verbiage using the word detoxification implies so many things that I try to put together in a nice, easy program that doesn't make it overwhelming for people to follow, because it is simple. And after people follow a respected detox program, they feel more energy. They are able to lose weight. Many times you would see brain fog goes away, and they are able to feel healthier. And that goes on for several months after the program.
If you're just joining us, it is Thursday at 8 o'clock, and so that means you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist and the proprietor and founder of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Dr. Omar, for heaven's sakes, our bodies are toxified, and that toxification starts doing damage to our organs, to our systems. It's not something that happens immediately. It's over time. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it happens over time. It's kind of a slow buildup of toxins from food, water, and environment. And organs like liver, kidney, lungs, and skin work together to filter out and eliminate the harmful substance. However, the modern lifestyle can sometimes overload these systems, which processed food, pollutants, alcohol, stress. And when your body struggles to keep up, you may feel sluggish, bloated, or low on energy. And if you don't counteract that with, I would say, six main mechanisms that you can counteract toxins in the body: hydration, drinking water to flush the toxins, clean eating, boosting the fiber that you take that binds to toxins and get rid of it, supporting your liver by incorporating antioxidant-rich foods like berries, turmeric, garlic, cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower. Number five, sweating out. And you can do that by regular exercise, sauna, that helps to eliminate the toxins through the sweat. And number six is to consider supplements like milk thistle, glutathione, N-acetylcysteine, and they are very popular for liver health. We hear the word glutathione many times. I have different forms of glutathione. I have the best forms of glutathione. What does this mean? It means master antioxidant in the body to support the liver to get rid of toxins. And by having enough of it, you are helping your brain, your heart. Patients who had COVID and took glutathione high doses, they recovered fast. So I want to tell you, like, detoxification is a mechanism that happens inside every cell of the body, every second of life. And we just want it to be working properly. And that's why we have to always be cognizant of the term and cognizant of what we can do in simple terms to help with detoxification. And I see very simple people coming to the pharmacy asking for milk thistle. And I ask them why. They say, because I want to detoxify my liver, because milk thistle helps to activate the liver and helps to move the toxins from phase one to phase two, and then getting rid of it from the through the this mighty organ, the liver, that takes the spearhead of our, I would say, troops in our body to support detoxification.
You know, Dr. Omar, we talk about organs a lot. And generally the organs we're talking about, the number one organ is the heart. And rarely, if ever, is there time spent on talking about the liver. And the liver is as important. Those things all work independently of each other, but yet they are just as important as the liver is, as the heart is, but yet not a whole lot of conversation about the liver. And if you have trouble with your liver, you really have some troubles, right?
Yeah. And the liver is not as famous. And this is very unfortunate that we're kind of looking for the marketing terms of what we have in our bodies. The blood pressure and cardiovascular events always come first, but the liver is the body's ultimate multitasker. It helps with detoxification, filtering out toxins, alcohol, medications, environment, helps with metabolism, processes fats, carbs, proteins, converting them into energy or storage forms. Nutrient storage, it stores the nutrients, vitamins that you take, multivitamins that you take, the A, the D, the E, the K, and also minerals like iron to release when your body needs them. Helps with the bile production, and bile is very important for absorbing fat-soluble vitamins, and it supports the immune health. If your liver has a problem because of overload of alcohol intake or other issues, if you don't catch up and take care of your liver, I mean, you don't have another organ that can take care of the functions of the liver. So yeah, it's not very popular, but it is in the center of our health.
855-752-4842. You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. We're going to talk about the follicles, hair follicles, and you know, the importance of that and how it disappears. 855-752-4842, and how you can keep it healthy. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show on New Year's Day. In this segment, Earl and Omar the pharmacist discuss detoxifying after the holiday.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concern.
Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Dr. Omar, how can people get in touch with you?
People can always call at 262-429-9429, speak to me or leave me a message, or they can go to willtopiarx.com.
And Calvin, people who may be listening for the first time?
Yeah, you can always watch a replay of the live stream at Civic Media's YouTube channel, or you can find the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get podcasts.
You know, Dr. Omar, before we get into the hair and those kind of things, we talked about detoxifying, and so what does that consist of? Let's say I need to have my body detoxified, not just after the holiday, but I've never had it detoxified. What is the process? How do I begin?
Very simple. There are several programs that we do. One of them is 7 days program, in which we give you a box. That box contains supplements, and the box contains a book, and then we do a consultation session, and I usually do it as a group of people. We talk about the process and the program. So the first 2 days, you are taking a certain fiber binder to the toxins in the body and drinking water. For the first 2 days, you're not eating any food that is meals, okay?
So you're fasting.
And then the following...
You're kind of fasting.
You're kind of fasting, because I also give you supplements and vitamins from the same box, because I'm supporting the body, because I want you to be strong during the detox program. Some people, when they go through a detox program, they feel weak. They feel they feel worse before they feel better. And I don't want them to feel that. But kind of the first 2 days, we just want to make the system works. Similar to when you go for a colonoscopy and you're not eating anything the day before. Something close to this. You're just flushing the liver.
Okay.
And you're trying to give it a break. And then after that, from day number 3 to day number 7, you would be eating very healthy meals that's structured, explained with the recipes, with the good foods, with the bad foods, and at the same time, taking multivitamin and a certain supplement and a protein shake that would help support the liver through the different phases of detoxification. The program takes about 7 days. And through those 7 days, as I'm telling you, you're eating just 3 meals a day, and you're also snacking, but you're eating healthy. So we're trying to train you and train your body to eat and drink healthy. And after those 7 days or 14 days, according to the choice of the customer, we would be having kind of a roadmap for the following months to come. You would feel more energy, you would lose some weight, but you're gonna be prepped to lose more weight if you want. So if I have a customer that wants to lose weight, before I try to do that, we try to do detoxification. Because tell you a fun fact, that people who are overweight, that have a lot of fat, this fat contains a lot of toxins. And if I start losing weight and I don't do detoxification, the toxins will be concentrated in the body, will not find that fat, and that can make you very sick. So a natural response of the body is to gain the fat back so it will diffuse the toxins. So to put it in simple terms, detoxify your system, then go for the other health programs like weight loss, brain health, and other health goals.
So how expensive is that 14-day detoxification?
The seven days program, I think, would cost about $109. And if it's 14 days, I think it's a bit more than that.
Right.
And you need to do it once a year or twice a year.
So does it interfere with the other nutrients and things that you're taking?
Excellent question. I look always at the health conditions. Women shouldn't be pregnant or breastfeeding. I look if there is any kind of liver issues, but it does not interfere with the main medications that are taken, and certain supplements we hold off on them until we finish the detox program, but it does not interfere. I usually have the customers continue on the medications and the supplements that they take. We let their doctor know, and it's actually supporting the way that these medications will help the body.
Well, Dr. Omar, I've got to kick the year off right. I'll certainly be taking that detoxification.
Announce the time. Yeah, so usually I kick-started by making kind of a 1 hour Zoom, 30 minutes to 1 hour Zoom call with people who sign up, and then we do it together. So we do it, the Zoom call usually comes on Thursday, and then we decide to start it the following Friday or Saturday. And it's very fun because we have a group of people that do it together, and we get a lot of success with this. And well, it comes after a season of, you know, eating, so it's kind of right.
So we're probably talking going into early next year.
Yes, exactly.
All right. So 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. We're going to talk about the hair. You know, I've never thought about those things being alive. Never thought my hair was alive. But hanging around Dr. Omar, I'm learning a lot. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin's Office of Children's Mental Health has a new tool to help parents understand their preschool-aged children when they're having big feelings. Melissa Kay reports.
When children are struggling with their emotions and acting out, parents don't always know what to do, many times resorting to a tablet or TV to calm the child. This doesn't help them learn to identify emotions and manage feelings in a healthy way. Children communicate how they feel with their behaviors. This tool helps families identify feelings as well as ways to calm challenging behaviors. It's called the Early Childhood Feelings Thermometer. The thermometer features 5 zones, starting at green, the calm zone, and lists feelings and behaviors associated with that zone, and goes up to red, the furious zone, with suggestions to help the child in the moment, such as vigorous physical exercise or taking a warm shower or bath. You can find out more at children.wi.gov.
Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report tool for the winter season. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper teens to near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Calm me down.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Earl Ingram Show on New Year's Day. In this segment, Earl is joined by Doug Cornfield to talk about his organization that brings sports to people with disabilities.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And I'm honored to have my guest, Mr. Doug Cornfield, on the line this morning. He's with Disability Dream and Do. So we were talking before the break, Doug, about, this event that you guys hold across the nation. And it's basically, you know, an opportunity to give, those amongst us who are disabled, born with some disabilities, who may have dreams of participating in sports. And sports does so much. At times, I think people misconstrue what it is. They a lot of times, well, that's just a bunch of people throwing balls around, and they have no concept at all of the impact of what sports, if taught properly, right? I mean, I ran the largest youth tackle football program in the state of Wisconsin for 20 years for kids, 6 to 14 years of age. And I always knew the impact we were having with those children. If coaches would, get out of the way and do it properly. So sports has a place in the development of human beings if it's handled the right way. And so when you have disabled children and young people who miss that and can benefit from the same thing, it's great that somebody's come up with this opportunity for them. Am I off base?
No, not at all. I mean, just the simple things that you would think of throwing a ball or hitting a baseball or whatever, whether you're blind or you don't have arms or hands or whatever your situation is, when you get to do that, and I have so many examples that I can go to, but one is actually an older lady. I say older, probably in her 30s, older than a child.
Right.
And she was completely blind. She was brought there by her mother, who was also blind. It's just a beautiful series, picture of how these two helped each other get to the field, all those things, signed up. And I have a video of her and one of our, we do a lot of the promo videos after right. the camps. And this is a while ago. And this young lady hit a ball. All right. She can't see it, but she was told to swing. She hits this ball and she does this fist pump. Like just with excitement, because she could just feel the crack of the bat, even though it's all soft equipment. She could feel that and the excitement in her just for hitting that ball. And then we have another thing that happened a couple years ago, a little boy in a walker, very young. And Dave Stevens, my other Dave, who's born with no legs, is helping him catch a ball for the first time. So you have this older gentleman throwing him a ball 2 feet away and the little boy catches it for the first time. And it was as if he won the World Series. As you see the excitement on our videos. I mean, he is pumping his arms, man. This little boy is excited for catching a ball. And we want that to be the catalyst to say, you know what? I can catch a ball. I can hit a ball. I can run around the bases, even if I don't have legs or whatever the situation is. And we're teaching them to explore their potential and find out, all right, I might have to do it differently, like Dave Clark and Dave Stevens did, my two Daves that participate with this. However, in doing it differently, I still have a place and I can succeed and I can be on this team and I can have an impact.
You make me think back, and I think there was a guy who played in the big leagues who had one arm and he pitched with the one arm. He would take the mitt off somehow put it on his shoulders. And somehow
there was Jim Abbott. That was
Jim Abbott.
Jim Abbott. But there's even one back in the 50s, and I don't even know this guy's name. I should know it. That played in the 50s or so after World War and still played, you know, with some limitations. And there's others. There's Curtis Pride, who was deaf. There's a whole slew of folks that have played at these high levels. With Jim Abbott, he was missing his left hand.
Right.
He was missing from his elbow down.
Right.
You know, and he pitched a no-hitter in the major leagues, you know, so it's amazing. And he had to do the switch glove, which Dave Clark actually did a switch glove before him. Dave Clark didn't have the same mobility with his left hand. And so he learned to use pitch, throw his hand in his glove, and get ready to field.
A couple things. This is not set yet, date and time, whether or not it's going to happen. If
Correct.
It does happen, you know, one of the things that I want to do is I'm certainly going to be there. And it's the kind of thing that I love to support. So what is it going to take to make this happen?
So either a collection of several sponsors or one big sponsor, you know, really what it gets down to. I'm working on a way to raise money for several camps right now through what's called the Disability Dream and Do, or D3D Hall of Fame. And so people can join the Hall of Fame. It costs them a little bit of money, but it's also good for their business. It's not a donation. It's a contribution. It's a membership. So we're working on that. They can bring Dave Clark and Dave Stevens and I as a speaker. If you're a big corporation, you want to have some incredible people that have incredible stories to come, motivate, teach leadership. You know, I've got the goods for you. But again, that costs some money. But it's also one way that we raise money for the camps. And, you know, I'm looking, you know, obviously it's always easier, Earl, if we just get a big sponsor, you know, and get a corporation that wants to make this.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, well, if you can get to him, you know, it's
interesting. A guy like that, you know, worth $400 billion.
Yeah.
It's a drop in the bucket. You know,
it is a drop in the bucket.
That happen.
But, you know, they get attacked. They're very hard to get a hold of.
I know.
So if you have that magic.
No, I don't have that. I absolutely don't. But you just think what people with unlimited sums of money. One of the things I'm going to be talking about later on in the show is that $17 trillion is going to be passed down from baby boomers to their children in the next 10 years. Money is out there. There's plenty of money that's there to make things like this happen.
Right.
And, you know, and it changes lives, right?
Right.
Forever.
Yeah, I'm pretty much speaking. It's amazing, you know, I've been around the billionaires, and they don't just offer it up.
No, I know.
They are very walled in. That doesn't mean they're not giving people. They find their thing and all those kind of stuff. I'm more into the realm of, you know, looking for folks to contribute in the $1,000 to $30,000 range. Not that I wouldn't take the $250,000 or the $500,000, those kind of things, and we would put it to good use. However, you know, we get 10, 15 people that can bring in $1,000, a couple that bring in $5,000 or whatever. That's what really makes a difference for us. And so that means, you know, just about anybody can contribute $1,000. Is, you know, not, and I don't want to, I mean, sometimes there's times when it's hard to give a dollar, you know, and I'm not talking to that person right now, but I'm talking to the people that are drinking coffee every day at Starbucks and, you know, the people that literally do have the revenue that they can afford a $300 a month kind of contribution or whatever it is to bring this camp in. And I guarantee you they can give us that money, obviously, but they're going to get more out of it. They are going to get more out of it. Yes, they're going to get their logo on a shirt.
You guys are a nonprofit. Sign.
So we have a nonprofit edge, but a lot of the money we actually raise, Earl, is through our profit side, through speaking, selling of products, selling sponsorships. But if somebody just wants to contribute, they can go to our website, d3day.com. There's a button there to find our website. And then we do have grants that we get from Sam's Clubs and You know, it's a big one for us and other places as well.
So how many different camps do you run per year?
So pre-COVID, we were up to like almost a dozen. But I was raising money through primarily selling honey and cheese. That was what we did to raise the money. And then we were getting good speaking events during, you know, before COVID, when events were a little more lively and happening. Dave would come and speak for, you know, for a decent corporate fee, not for $500 or $1,000, because you can't even travel on that, you know, but upwards of $10,000 to $20,000 corporate fees. And but he's worth it. And so it was one of the ways that we were able to fund these camps, was through our business activities and not asking for people just to contribute. And that's really more of my goal in this, with our Hall of Fame, with other marketing concepts that I've created, is that we actually get people that give to us, contribute to what we're doing, but also get back from it. And it's a pulling each other along concept, as the name of my book, and also the name of an award that we give out called the Pulling Each Other Along, which we bring to our events. We have an award given out to people in the community called the Pulling Each Other Along Award.
So how many years have you guys been doing this?
Well, Dave Clark's been doing it since the 70s. I joined him when I left Merrill Lynch. So my first event was 2011, I believe, 2010. He'd already been doing this style of event with the Minnesota Twins organization at their spring training facility in Fort Myers, Florida. And I came down and was more just a part of it, helped him as much as I could because he's my business partner. And then when we had our business meetings, Dave said, you know, when I'm talking about movie deals and documentaries and books and all this kind of stuff to promote his life story, he goes, you know, Doug, what I really want to do is more sports camps for kids with limitations and challenges. And so I said, all right, I put a business plan together. We originally called it Disability Dream Day, but then we changed that to Disability Dream and Do. And there's, you know, we don't have enough time to talk about how that transition happened. But he has a quote that he says, there's two types of dreamers. There's dreamers that dream, and there's dreamers that dream and do. And obviously he fell into that second category, and that's what we represent at these camps. So the funding kind of comes from different sources. COVID-19, you know, that just, you know, 2020 just really completely knocked us off our tracks. And so you hate to beat the dead horse, but without the funding, these things don't happen.
So with people in this audience who might want to make a donation, how would they go about doing that?
So a good way to do it would go to our D3 Day website, d3day.com, and set up a Zoom meeting with me. Or if they just want to simply say, hey, I love this, and they want to make a contribution, especially before the end of the year, there is a donation, you know, a 501c3, they'll get their forms and all those kind of things, donation a button on there. But if they want to be more involved, they can find me on LinkedIn. I'm the only Doug Cornfield. Or they can just go to our websites and set up a Zoom, you know, a short Zoom meeting with me or a call, and we'll bring them into the fold.
Hey, Doug, thank you very much, man. Keep up the good work. I hope that this thing goes through. I'd love to be a part of it and certainly participate in bringing that to Milwaukee.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Earl, and possibly we'll get Dave Clark and Dave Stevens on this call as well, because it's a whole different angle. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Thank you for listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show on New Year's Day. In this segment, Earl is joined by Doug Cornfield to talk about his organization that brings sports to people with disabilities.
Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple days from now and what it really means. And, you know, as this is my 70th Christmas. And I can tell you that clearly, you know, as we, you know, grow older, the impact of things, we see them through a different prism. And a holiday has always been for me about giving and not about receiving. And giving doesn't always mean material things. You know, you yourself, giving of yourself. We have this gift as human beings that I think is invaluable. And money can't buy it. Elon Musk, $400 billion, can't buy the gift that we were given at birth. And that's the ability to love, to receive love, to give love, to change people's perspectives on things. I don't care how much money you have. You can't buy that. And even if you don't have any money, You have that. Given those things, it's part of being human. And so this time of the year, I see people who are so beaten down because of, you know, the way the world is predicated on things. And if you don't have things, your life has less value. And so if you can deliver things, you know, we look up to people who have the most money and we measure, you know, the worth of a human being predicated on how much money they have. And I just, you know, I just think of just how foolish that is. This time of the year, you know, when I was a young boy, and 855-752-4842, and as I was in the church, and, you know, it's where my mother had us with a Christian upbringing. And so it was about the birth of Christ. You know, Jesus Christ was born. And so that's what I was taught as a young boy. And so Christmas had a different meaning for me because that's what it was. And so the different Christmas carols, the coming together of people, you know, that, you know, from different backgrounds, and those feelings that you got, those warm feelings of something special. Wasn't the average day. There was something special about that day. And so that impacted my life in a tremendous way as a young boy. But, you know, you don't get to stay a boy forever. And as you grow, your perspective on things change. And my perspective on this day, on Wednesday, and what it means has changed dramatically. And it is still a special day. But I want to kind of challenge where we are with it. 855-752-4842. We're going to delve into, and you, I'd love to have your thoughts on it clearly. That's what this is, a participatory program where your views are welcome. And we're going to talk about the holiday and what it means. 855-752-4842. Love to hear your thoughts. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Dom Selvia.
Next time, join us as we revisit some of our best interviews from 2024. Have a happy New Year. Stay safe. We'll be back live on Thursday.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Matt Nair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing. Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. The FBI is investigating this morning's truck attack in New Orleans as an act of terror.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick after a man drove a pickup truck through a crowd on Bourbon Street shortly after 3 o'clock this morning, killing at least 10 people. He was shooting at police, injuring two officers. They were among a total of 35 injured. The suspect has not been identified, but was shot and killed. Authorities now say improvised explosive devices were determined to be viable.
Right now, police are scanning the French Quarter using drones, cameras, and other technology to see if there are any additional possible devices. The ones they have found are currently being destroyed.
It's ABC's Aaron Katursky. Sources briefed on the conversation say there have been discussions about possibly postponing tonight's Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. This is ABC News.